you're here. Delicious, sweet, knowing you're near.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 11, and you'll see how this will tie into today's story and a special guest that will be a part of the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Isaiah 61, verse 11, "For as the soil makes the sprout come up and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations." Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what do you think of our special guest?
Well, I'm just like her already.
Yeah. And we won't wait for about 6 or 8 minutes for me to introduce her, because we have some exciting activities that we want you to be a part of. You're going to love it. In fact, I'm still trying to figure out if I should get a busload or two to drive down and do it together.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I told Holly, my wife, that I said a bunch of your Chinese friends, I think, would really enjoy this.
So a lot of people would. This is great.
Yeah, so Cassie Yoder's in the studio with us, so we'll introduce her in just a minute or two. She's going to participate in the reading as you, Marianne, will read this story. Give peas a chance,
right.
And then that'll allow us to have a lot of time to talk about this special groundbreaking that's happening in a few weeks on September 23rd, and then a barn raising.
I'm excited
about it. We're
going
to hear all about it from Cassie in just a minute. But Cassie, thank you for joining us for today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we're going to get to know you a little better, the unique calling that you have with marketing and helping promote not only the Illinois Amish Heritage Center, but all the other things you're active and involved in with marketing and promotion and getting the word out. But we're excited to share you with our listeners in just a few minutes. But Marianne, this was a great story,
okay.
And we love our beloved friend Lori Borgman, always has a delightful kind of fun, tongue-in-cheek story.
Always comes through.
Yeah.
Okay, this is called Give Peas, P-E-A-S, a Chance.
And a very cute picture here. This is page A2 with a little girl eating peas. And I'm going to, at some point, have to tell my pea story.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Okay, well, heads up.
Okay,
this season's vegetable garden yield is less than we hoped. But the corresponding weight loss has been a pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's count on peas was 44. That was actual peas, not pea pods. The grandkids, taking great interest in the garden, picked and shelled the most recent round. When we sat down to lunch, there were the 44 peas on the table in a small glass bowl, cooked and seasoned with butter, salt, and pepper. As the bowl circled the table, I thought maybe someone would pray that God would multiply the peas the way Jesus multiplied the fish and the loaves, but no one did.
Yeah.
The peas did not multiply.
And in my world, that's a good thing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Never have liked peas.
Oh. Yeah. Despite meager servings, everyone said they were the best peas they ever had. I personally thought that, though numbers 1, 2, and 3 were good, number 4 was tasteless. I've often wondered how early settlers and people today who truly live off the land survive. It was not on peas, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, they survived on cherry tomatoes. Ours are exploding. The basil is thriving as well, so if push comes to shove, we could live on bruschetta.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that will be provided we find a plant that grows baguettes. The cucumbers are so slow developing that if they don't pick up some size soon, our hopes of cucumber sandwiches may be reduced to paper-thin slices of teeny tiny cucumbers on croutons. By contrast, the green beans are splendid. We had some for dinner the other night. They weren't large servings, more like scant servings you get at high-end restaurants, where they charge you more for serving you less. In any case, when you've had fresh green beans, you lie awake at night wondering what it is they sell in the cans. They look like green beans, but they sure don't taste like green beans. It's nice to have small helpers in the garden. My brother and I used to help our grandma around the farm sometimes. My brother liked gathering eggs. There were only 2 eggs one morning. Grandma handed them both to him and noticed he was holding them behind his back. When they got back to the house, the eggs were cracked. "What happened?" she asked. "They were fighting," he said.
Oh, geez.
Age 4. Some of your best storytellers are under the age of 6. "I'm considerably over the age of 6, but I might have told the youngest grand a tall tale when I said the raspberries we were picking were like candy." "Pop one in your mouth," I said. "They're even better than candy." She popped one in her little mouth, ate it, and broke a smile that could light the LaGuardia runway at night. So then she had another and another, and only 5 raspberries made it into the house, barely enough to keep 2 of the 7 dwarves alive. You should see the teeny tiny raspberry tart I plan on making. The garden yield might be down, but the memories are growing just fine. Copyright Lori Borgman, used by permission. Lori, newspaper columnist and author of 6 books, is an engaging, entertaining speaker. Her articles appear in more than 400 newspapers. You can learn more at loriborgman.com.
And that's on page A2 of the September edition of the Prime Life Times. Get your edition now before it becomes October. But in October, we're going to have a special ad about what's going on in Arthur. Illinois Amish Heritage Center is doing not only a groundbreaking that's happening later this month, and we're going to talk about it, but in October, I'm excited to get down there with our family and other friends to see a barn raising where many, many families get together and all the horses and carriages. But there's so much more because there's going to be food and festivities and fun. And in the studio with us is Cassie Yoder. Part of your responsibility is helping get the word out and promote it. And you're pretty excited about it, too. So give us kind of an overview of what's going on September 23rd and then next month.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark, for having me. I really appreciate it. And, you know, Marianne, you reading the story about being on the farm and peas all ties together with the event that we have coming up over at the Illinois Amish Heritage Center. So, you know, we in the spring worked with a company out of Galesburg, Illinois, to take down this barn. We call it the Hirschberger Miller Barn that was originally built in 1879.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's located in Arthur. And back in the spring, Firmatos literally piece by piece tagged and took down this barn so that way then we would be able to relocate it, refurbish it, and then put it in its new home at the Illinois Amish Heritage Center campus.
That is so cool.
And we have a picture here, and I will post it on our Facebook site and the various websites we have, but look at how huge it is.
It's goodness.
4+ stalls. And
I love it.
It's humongous, and so they've taken it all down, and there's going to be that barn raising next month, but there's a groundbreaking coming up in just a week or two.
Yeah, exactly. So next week on September 23rd at 4 o'clock, so that way it kind of gives people time to get off of work and head down. It's easily found. So we're located right in between Arthur and Arcola. So if you're on I-57, you just get off at the Arcola exit. And we are going to be having a groundbreaking. Now, I think we have all seen groundbreaking pictures before.
You know?
Corporate hard hats, and you have your shovel, and everybody's in their suits and ties and whatnot. Well, this is very different. So at the Heritage Center, we, of course, pay homage and really try to bring education about the Amish tradition. And so we decided what better way to do that than have horses do the groundbreaking.
Oh, my.
Yes. So we are going to be having a horse-drawn slip scraper for the groundbreaking. Now, that was really common during that area of the original barn usage. So that's really what ties everything together. So this groundbreaking, I know people see this on the news all the time. Oh, groundbreaking here, groundbreaking there. This is so different.
Oh, this sounds intriguing.
Yes.
And this is part of what they're doing to highlight the Illinois Amish Heritage Center. It's right there on their grounds. I know the future, there's going to be like a museum and interactive and zoo and food and lots of festivities. So somebody's going to say, okay, I'm going to write down September 23rd, 4 p.m. Tell us what they would expect to see and what's involved.
Well, so the groundbreaking itself on that September 23rd date, which is next week coming up, that itself will be able to see the horse-drawn slip scraper, and then other people that are part of the board of directors and members of the Miller and Hirschberger families are going to help and do a little bit of the groundbreaking. But this is really the kickoff event. So that groundbreaking event kicks off and leads us towards then the October big barn raising. So ultimately, there's a lot of site prep that needs to be done before we can bring the barn home. So that wood and all of those pieces that basically were tagged and labeled and then dismantled piece by piece back in the spring, all of those, well, what we're calling a homecoming, will be arrive basically the week of October 24th in preparation for the barn raising. And this is a traditional barn raising.
Well, tell me about it. I'm just totally entranced with this notion of seeing an actual barn raising.
And hundreds and dozens of people involved and all the horses and carriages and people come together. And
so what's it going to look like? What's it going to be?
You know, I think that it's one of those things that we've really only, in this area, you know, most people have only seen pictures of traditional barn raisings. And it's not something that is very common. However, in the Amish communities, of course, it is a very different situation.
Uh-huh.
Now, in part, you know, obviously we're teaming up with Firmatos, so that is what they do every day. You know, they are about the historical preservation, and so they will be leading the barn raising, and then we will also have skilled volunteers, many of them from the Amish community, right here locally, that will then be helping Firmatos to help get that up. And then we have an individual, OJ, that is going to be helping from our side, that is kind of rallying all of our volunteers, our skilled volunteers, our Amish community, to then help with the barn raising. But when you think about, you know, obviously it will be a mix of traditional, and then we have so many different things with OSHA that we have to still comply.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But ultimately, there is a lot of the traditional pieces of it that are still able, like making hand pegs. So on that event on October 28th and 29th, that is open to the public. It's going to be a huge festival of this barn raising. So it's not just go and see a barn race. Because I know some people are like, okay, well, you'll see that, you'll go up, you know, watch it maybe for 30 minutes to an hour, but then what else?
Yeah.
What else is there to do? Well, what we do is we really try to think about what was happening during that era of the original barn usage. So being able to tap into blacksmith maker, having an individual that's doing homemade ice cream.
Oh, I mean,
apple cider. I mean, all of these things that I think so many generations have kind of, the art and the craft of those things have just fallen by the wayside. But not in the Amish community.
Yeah.
And wait, there's more. And something like this hasn't happened for 100 years in central Illinois.
Wow.
But there'll be additionally like glass blowing, rope making. There'll be kiddie tractor pull, a petting zoo, pony cart rides, and so much more.
Fun.
And I just think many of us have seen some movies, and some of us have been in the Amish area. So we have friends and neighbors and have eaten at Yoder's and shopped at, you know, the various stores.
Well, you do. You want that slaw or whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that's right.
You keep sending
the poppy seed dressing
that's
at Yoder's. That's to kill for. But, very good. Yeah, we're regulars down there. And they've had our Tootsie Pop display in Yoder's for like 20-something years.
Yeah.
So they've been great. Anna and the whole team there has just been wonderful.
Yeah.
And we go through hundreds of our Prime Lifetimes publications. But it's a great community. It's a warm community, a very inviting community. But it's fun to see people dressed up and
the
buggies and carriages
that are
you know,
definitely
all around. So there'll be dozens of them.
Yeah.
And the barn raising, if you've seen some, I'm thinking of that one movie. I can't think of the name of it.
See, all we've got to go on is movies.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is
but,
true.
But when you see them all working together, so you're going to see that. And then there'll be food, and I think there'll be a tent or two. There'll be a lot of different items.
Yeah, a lot of times we do team up with local Amish schools or Amish churches that help to do the food tent. There also will be additional vendors just because of the amount of individuals that are going there. But I think that, you know, the biggest push is the connection with community.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for individuals that are outsiders, so sometimes we get this asked by tourists, and they say, well, they seem like they're a closed-off community, but we would love to learn more about them. We just don't feel like that's maybe, you know, is the information available? Is that something that could be done? And that is ultimately the goal of the Heritage Center, to be able to shed light and to educate on the Amish culture, the traditions. I mean, you read the story about, you know, give peas a chance earlier in the segment.
Yeah.
And this ties in because ultimately the barn usage for the future, we obviously have, you know, the Miller Schoolhouse that's on site. There's homes that are on site that have been restored. So all of those things are underway. But the goal then for the future of the barn is to be able to put it back into working use, to be able to have horses there, to have livestock and whatnot. So for us, this event, whether you come to the groundbreaking in September and or you then come to the barn raising in October, you know, a lot of times people think, well, there's an event, it happened, it's done. But this is truly just another piece to the big puzzle that is being put together for the campus there. And there's so many different options for people to get education. So if you're a school group, if you are a tour bus group, there's just so much that can be tweaked depending on the organization that's coming.
I think that's so important because, I mean, you can't, even if you're down there, you go there, Mark, a lot, down to that area, and I go there, and you can't just knock on someone's door and say, how do you do things? I mean, that's just weird. And so, but this is so great. I mean, it's so real. I mean, it sounds like it's not kind of just actors or something. It's just real stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited about the advancement that the Illinois Amish Heritage Center is making. I've learned that they have over 200,000 visitors from all 50 states, and so there's a lot of activity. But this barn, which is a humongous barn,
it's
again,
huge,
stop by greatnewsradio.org, you'll see a picture of it. It's just huge. But it'll be very interactive. People can see animals, and yet there'll be history and lessons learned. And there's going to be this German breakfast. Do you know what's going to be included in that? Have you heard?
You know, it just depends. Every year, there's usually, I mean, it is authentic. Most of the meals that are there are what you find in Amish homes. So it is homemade. It is made with real butter.
I'm there.
Your taste buds are in for a real treat. And that's, you know, whether it's the food tent or whether it's even the vendors, from the apple cider to the homemade popcorn, I don't think it matters what age you are. There is something for everyone. Mm-hmm. From the children side of things, this exposes them to items that they have probably tasted or seen or touched, but never like this from the Amish standpoint. But then if you have an agricultural background, there is so much intrigue to know what the barn will do and in the future be able to have it be, you know, a very usable, tangible thing there at the campus. So it's a little bit of everything, but there's activities also. So when people say, when I come, is it just the barn raising or is there more to do? I mean, you can be a part of the actual event itself as well.
No. Yeah, you mentioned the pegs, and Marianne was really intrigued because, you know, when you think about it, hammer and nails and power tools, we all know, like carpenters, but the pegs was the way they built things in the bygone days, what do they call it?
18-something.
The bygone days?
The bygone days. It's so true.
When they knew how to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, we think about that all the time. That's been a huge discussion in our meetings is, you know, that there is so much that has just gone away. And obviously there is more efficient ways, we could say, of buildings today. But when you come to the barn raise on October 28th and 29th, you're able to make pegs. You're able to take a peg and actually put it in. And you can hammer that in.
That's fun.
That's really exciting to know that you truly, you had a part in this barn raising. And, you know, the other thing is that we will have siding that'll be there. So you can paint siding. So to know that, there's very few activities that you can go to and truly be a part of now, you know, it was originally built in 1879, and now we can be a part of it being rebuilt in its new home this year in 2022.
I'm excited about the German breakfast. I have apparently zero German blood in me, but I really want to try this.
It's been mentioned already, the fresh apple cider and the popcorn, but Marianne, there's going to be ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, ice cream.
I heard every word of every food. I want to be there.
Yeah. You know, there was a quick discussion about, well, in October, you never know how the weather's going to be.
Well, that's
true. So, you know, will people actually want ice cream if it's chilly? Now, I have that Amish ice cream.
What are they discussing?
I know. The answer is yes. Of course they will. I don't care if it is
I have ice
snow
cream
on the
at Christmas.
I agree.
Now, is there a website or somebody wants more information? They're excited. They want to figure out bringing a carload or maybe even coordinating a busload. Is there a website to stop by or a phone number to call?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can find out more information at IllinoisAmish.org, IllinoisAmish.org. And also, if they are on Facebook, they can always hop over and they can just find Illinois Amish Heritage Center on Facebook. So between those two, you can get all of the information from press releases to photos. Plus, you can also see other pieces that are already there on campus. You can see the schoolhouse. You can see the homes. You can see the insides and see the pictures from other events. Mm. Plus, then it also kind of puts on your radar really the magnitude of everything that the Illinois Amish Heritage Center has done thus far over the years.
It's so good.
You know, in the spring, they do a sheep shearing event. So that ties in. You can see basically where it goes from the sheep, take the wool off, to the dyeing, to the quilts, the process of all of that. That is a festival that they put together. There's then a huge, in the fall, steam threshing event. Jim Fleming heads that up, and a crew of individuals of volunteers that help, that you can see the farming side. So, I mean, this is just something that year-round, there is always something to see. But we encourage you to come and see the groundbreaking. See then in October the barn raising and really get a taste for it all.
Yep.
Marianne, do you think they hired the right person in Cassie to help promote this? Do you think she's excited about things?
Well, yeah, and how excited she's made me about things.
Yes, yeah. I do think that. And I am so excited. I hope everybody gets ready and gets on over there in October. What day?
So it's October 28th and 29th. It's a Friday and a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Saturday, that breakfast will kick off a little earlier. Usually it's about 7 a.m. And we'll have those firm details on both Facebook and then on IllinoisAmish.org.
And the groundbreaking is coming up next week, Friday, September 23rd, 4 p.m. And where is that located for somebody who's just tuning in now?
Yeah, so if they just want to go to the Illinois Amish Heritage Center, that will be there at the campus. So you have parking that is there on site, and you'll come to the event. Now, the groundbreaking is free. That is open. You can come and view that, which is on September 23rd again. And then there is a fee for admission to the barn raising, but it's nominal. It's a per car load, so that works out. And if you've got a bus, even better.
Yep.
So there you go, too. But, you know, we see a little bit of everything, from families to individuals to busloads to then vans. I mean, it's one of everything.
Find out more at IllinoisAmish.org, IllinoisAmish.org. I hope many of you are going to respond, and I'm going to see if I can coordinate something to get a bunch of us down there, but I think it'll be a lot of fun. So again, put it on your calendar, Friday, September 23rd for a groundbreaking, and then the big event, the barn raising, that's over 2 days with food and activities and lots of fun, and that's Friday and Saturday, October 28th and 29th, basically 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So get there early and have lots of fun. Again, find out more at IllinoisAmish.org. Well, Marianne, I'll have to save my peace story and my Jacob Lambright story about being in Israel. And I won't let you forget. And not knowing who Elvis Presley was. And it was really interesting because he was a part of a team of us working. We didn't have any power tools, but we had an Amish carpenter that guided us all how to do a special project for some children in Israel. So
give peace a chance. Give peace a chance.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Cassie Yoder with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.